Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you this morning. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday morning, 8:05 a.m. for 55 full minutes. First half of the hour, teaching from God's Word. And the last half of the hour, we're going to bring you some great contemporary Christian and gospel music. And so we say welcome to each and every one of you. Especially if you've tuned in this morning for the first time, we say welcome to you, and we hope you come back each and every Sunday morning. Make this a regular stop on your worship schedule on Sunday morning. And for those of you who've been faithful listeners for many weeks and months and years now, we say welcome to you, and we thank you for tuning in. We ask each and every one of you to share about this broadcast with your friends and your family. Let them know that you're being blessed by the teaching here. Let them know you're being blessed by this broadcast. And so that way we can get the word out, the good news that Jesus saves, the hope that does not disappoint, the hope of the gospel. And so we again say thank you and welcome to you as you participate this morning in this radio broadcast. Gather the Outcast is a ministry dedicated to the purpose of taking the gospel to the nations, into the prison, into this area through radio broadcasts and through weekly services in the prison, as well as we're planning mission trip to Africa later in the summer, in late August, September. And so we are looking forward to that, and I'm going to be speaking quite a bit about that this morning as the Lord has opened up some really big doors for us over there. And I want to share with you the vision that He's given me and the vision that the Lord has opened for us, and so that's going to be the teaching this morning, and we'll look at that after our prayer time here in just a little bit. There's a couple of ways that you can partner with this ministry. First, we ask for your prayer support, and we ask you to keep us lifted up in prayers, not only for this radio broadcast, but for the crusades and the missions coming up. We ask you to help contribute to pay for this radio airtime. If you're being blessed by these broadcasts, if you're receiving feeding and food from these broadcasts, we ask you to share back what the Lord has given to you. And so we just ask you to come before the Lord with an offering and to give sacrificially. And especially, I'm going to be talking about again the Africa missions, that you would contribute to that and pray about your part in that. The Lord wants you to participate in that. The Lord wants you to come before Him and make a sacrificial offering. Maybe it's only a small amount. Maybe you don't have much to give. Maybe you don't have a lot that you can release at this time, but God wants you to give something. He wants you to come before Him with an offering. And so if you'll do that, He will bless you. And we're going to look at that, how God will use what you give and multiply it for His purposes, for kingdom blessings, kingdom benefit, and that is God's will for you and each and every person listening to this program this morning. Our mailing address, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. And our internet address, gatheroutcast.com. That's gatheroutcast.com. You can make a contribution on the internet through PayPal safely, conveniently, with your credit card there through PayPal. And also we've got audio downloads there on the internet. We've got past mission trips, pictures and videos of past mission trips, past crusades in Africa, and we've got prophetic dreams and visions. And also each week we post the radio message, and if you'll go to the front page of the website and click on radio message of the week, you'll be able to catch the recent radio message. And if you missed messages in the past, you can click on archives and be able to hear messages that you missed in the past and be able to download those onto your MP3 player as you are able to and as is convenient for you. And so we also have a blog, jimrau.blogspot. It's a teaching blog now, currently with 265 or so teachings on many different subjects: gifts of the Holy Spirit, spiritual warfare, sexual immorality, prophetic dreams and visions. So that blog is loaded with teaching and loaded with prophetic dreams and visions. And so there's much for you to look at there on the blog, jimrau.blogspot.com. And you can get to the blog from the website and vice versa, back to the website from the teaching blog very easily and quickly, with one little click of your mouse. And so we're making it very easy for you to receive teaching. It's all free. We don't charge for anything. And so we just ask you to pray about your part in helping to support this ministry, and see what the Lord would have you to do to help support this ministry and take the gospel to the nations. Well, our teaching this morning, as I spoke before, is going to be about rebuilding the walls, or building the walls. It comes from Nehemiah, the first chapter. So if you have your Bible there, open it up to Nehemiah 1. We're going to look at some scripture there in Nehemiah 1. And we're going to talk about building the walls. God has been speaking to me about this Africa mission. And over, he's just saying it's just like Nehemiah. It's just like in the days of Nehemiah. You're going in to rebuild a war-torn nation. You're going in to rebuild a nation that has been very dysfunctional and broken and in disrepair. And God is just saying, I'm opening up the doors for you, just as he did for Nehemiah. I'm opening up the doors for you to go to this nation and to help build it and rebuild the walls. And if you will answer the call, and as partners of mine listening today, if you will answer the call to help support this mission, you can be a part in one of the greatest things that you've ever participated in. And I want to help you to catch the vision, to see what God has opened up there for me, and so you can be a part of it through your contributions and your prayers. And so let's pray, and then we'll start with our teaching here in just a minute. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the opportunity we have to come before you today to bless your name, to pray to you, to sing praises to you through the worship time. And Lord, we thank you for this radio broadcast, for the provision that makes it possible. I pray for each and every person out there listening today, Lord, that you would meet them where they are. Those that need physical healing, I ask you to heal them. And those that need a touch of encouragement and strengthening for their spiritual walk, I ask you to strengthen them. For those that need salvation, I ask you to convict them of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And Lord, we just pray that you would meet every person right where they are. Lord, I thank you for this country. I ask you to bless this country, for our leaders. We pray for our president, for his family, for the Supreme Court, for the Congress, for our troops, for our military men and women, especially those in harm's way in Afghanistan. We ask you to bless them, watch over them, and protect them. And Lord, we just thank you for this radio broadcast that goes all over the world through the internet and through the region here and into the prison. And we thank you for the provision. Lord, we pray for the Africa Crusades, that you would bring provision for that. Lord, that many would come alongside and do something mighty for the kingdom. And we just thank you for that opportunity, for the open doors that you've given us, for the opportunity to share in the blessings that you have given us here in this country. And Lord, we just thank you again. We thank you for your word that teaches and instructs and reproofs and rebukes us. And Lord, I thank you that you have given me this call to preach the word and to bless those who listen today. And we just thank you for that, Lord. May you, my words be your words, and we pray all this in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen, amen, and amen. Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. If you have your Bible there, turn it to Nehemiah in the Old Chapter, or the Old Testament, Chapter 1. And Nehemiah, of course, was taken captive when Judah was taken captive by the Babylonians, and he ended up being the cupbearer to the king over in Babylon. He was the one who brought the king his food and his drink, and had to test it before it was given to the king. And Nehemiah heard word of the walls broken down in Jerusalem. And so when he heard that word, it caused him great distress. It caused him great mourning. It caused him sorrow, because his heart was in Jerusalem. And you can imagine, if you've been away from your hometown and you hear things that are not going well there, you hear of a breakdown and destruction and despair in the old hometown or in the old home place. And that's the situation that Nehemiah found himself in. And so things were broken there, and God put it on his heart to go back to Jerusalem and to try to repair, and yet it seemed like an impossible task from where he was sitting. There was no way that he could do this on his own. There was no way that he could even start to go on his own, because he was in service to the king and basically in captivity. And so it would take a mighty hand of God to open up the doors and allow him to go back and to rebuild the walls. And it would take the mighty hand of God to provide the necessary provision and the materials that he would need for the construction and all of these things that had to fall into place. And by man's hand and by Nehemiah's hand, it was very unlikely that it was going to happen. But we serve a God that is able to do that which we cannot do. We serve a God that is a mighty God, and through him all things are possible. And what is impossible for man and what is impossible for us is nothing for God. Well, I want to start with a scripture in Psalm, just in speaking about the Africa mission, how God has opened up some mighty doorways for us over there, and God is opening up a way for us to go right to the governor of North Kivu province in the Republic of Congo, and we're going to be doing a five-night crusade there in Goma, G-O-M-A, Goma, and it's a beautiful city at the base of a volcanic mountain, and it sits on a huge volcanic lake, one of the world's largest volcanic lakes, and so it is a spectacularly beautiful setting. And we are being invited in by a pastor's association of approximately 500 pastors in Goma and the North Kivu area. And in addition, we have an invitation from the governor himself to meet with the governor and to explore the possibility of linking Christian businessmen here in the United States with projects and resources there in North Kivu, which is a mineral-rich province and full of diamonds and gold and minerals and precious metals used in computer screen manufacture. And so God is opening up doors not only for us to share the gospel, but also to forge ties between the Republic of Congo, a war-torn and place that is in disrepair and broken down, just like the walls were broken down in Nehemiah's day. And God is opening up the doors for us to link Christian businessmen from here in the States to this area of the Congo to help develop these resources for the kingdom benefit and for kingdom blessing. And the governor has invited us in not only to talk about Christian development and Christian resources to help him get the place back on its feet, but also we have a audience with the Minister of Agriculture, and he wants to explore the possibilities and the potential for organic farming in this area. And so God is going to allow me to use the expertise that I've gained over the years as an organic farmer to help instruct and give expertise to this area of the Congo for agriculture development. It's rich in agriculture resources, good soil, plenty of rainfall, all the things that are necessary for agriculture development. And so God is just opening up some mighty doors to rebuild the walls of this area of the Republic of Congo. Well, Psalm 24:1 tells us, "The earth is the Lord's and all it contains, the world and all who dwell in it. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers." And Psalm 89:11, "The heavens are thine, O Lord, the earth also is thine, the world and all it contains, thou hast founded them." And so God has placed resources on this earth for us to use. It is his will that everyone be able to benefit, that people, especially in the kingdom, be able to benefit from the resources that he has placed here on this earth. And Deuteronomy 8 tells us that the Lord is the one who gives us the power to make wealth. And so when we serve God, when we acknowledge God as our Lord and Savior, acknowledge Jesus as our Lord and Savior, then he has created us in his image, and we are created with attributes similar to God. We are given creative attributes so that we can take resources, we can take minerals, and we can take agricultural resources, we can take things that God has placed here on this earth and come up with inventions and come up with cures for medical problems, and we can come up with technology and entrepreneur inventions to make people's lives better and to develop the resources that he has placed here on this earth. And so that's God's will, that these people in Africa be able to take care of themselves, that they don't have to depend on food trucks, they don't have to depend on Western nations, industrialized nations, that they can pull themselves up by the grace of God and by his help and by the witty inventions and the development that he brings in through Christian businessmen and Christian entrepreneurs, that they can then take care of themselves and develop the resources that God has given them, and they can share in the wealth that he has for them there in that place. Well, back in Nehemiah, the first chapter, after Nehemiah heard that the walls were broken down in Jerusalem, he was in distress, he was in sorrow, he mourned, he fasted, he prayed, because it looked like such a big job that there was no way that he could do it on his own. As a man, there was no way that he could do it. He needed the help of an almighty God. He needed the intervention of God's hand. And he said, after he heard that the walls were broken down, the remnant there in the province of Jerusalem who survived the captivity is in great distress and reproach, and the wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and the gates are burned with fire. And so it was a pretty bleak picture of how things were back in Jerusalem. And I would have to say that in the Republic of Congo, there has been war there off and on for many years, and so now it's starting to stabilize. Things are starting to settle down, and God has given us an opportunity to go in there and given us a vision to rebuild this nation from the ground up, to rebuild this nation to bring glory to him and for the kingdom of God, and to rebuild this nation and develop the resources so that God will get the glory, so that people will be able to feed themselves and take care of themselves, and people will not have to depend then on somebody continually bringing them in food and medical supplies, and allow them to make their lives better and allow them to raise their standard of living by their own hard work and by their own trusting in the Lord as he allows them to do that. Well, in the second chapter of Nehemiah, verse 5, Nehemiah goes to the king and lays out his plan, and he says to the king, "If it please the king, and if your servant has found favor before you, send me to Judah, to the city of my father's tombs, that I may rebuild it." And of course, Nehemiah had to have favor from the king, and he found favor.